Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, let's do it.
Bill Martinez Live, a program about current events, our culture, our values, our politics, and our future. And now, Bill Martinez.
You know, I don't know about you, but, you know, you think about how blessed we are, this country. You know, this great American experiment, the hand of God, clearly upon this country of ours. And it is frustrating to see where we are right now, that as a nation, we have turned our back on God. Yes, many are praying that we would turn toward God once again. But meanwhile, it is a slow, a rather slow process. And you go, how much more do you need to deal with to realize that America, in a sense, is being judged? And I know that might sound severe for some people to think that, well, what are you doing, Bill? You know, you're talking about America being judged. Well, look at it. Look what's happening.
Getting America back on track. Bill Martinez Live.
Down to a binary choice, ladies and gentlemen. It is not for the faint of heart. Let's put it that way. Former senator and current chairman for the Conservative Partnership Institute, Jim DeMint, is with us.
We have an example of one person last week, Chip Roy, a new representative from Texas. So all he wanted to do on spending bills of totaling trillions of dollars is to ask people to take votes so that Americans could see what people were actually voting on. And he is despised by both parties right now because he wouldn't give consent to pass about 100 amendments with no votes.
Right.
And but that's the kind of person that we need now, that is this willing to take a stand and for common sense.
Former prosecutor Sidney Powell joins us now, author of the best-selling book, License to Lie.
Yeah, it's just an opinion. It's just a legal opinion by the Office of Legal Counsel for the Department of Justice. They're two separate opinions. They came to the same conclusion, one under a Democratic administration and one under a Republican administration. But he still had the authority to recommend charges if he thought any should be brought. And he didn't do that, which means he exonerated the president as close as the prosecutor can come to exonerating the president. That's the way it works. And like the attorney general said, you don't have a special prosecution to create a report to just throw crap at the fan.
Molly Hemingway joins us now. Their top-selling book, Justice on Trial, The Kavanaugh Confirmation and the Future of the Supreme Court.
Christine Blasey Ford claims that there are four witnesses to the event in question, and all four deny any knowledge or memory of what she described. And in one of the cases, one of the four is her lifelong close friend, Leland Kaiser. So the other people are saying, I don't know what she has this, you know, I don't know what she's talking about. Once her close friend, you know, who's still a friend, who is a political liberal, who does not want Kavanaugh in the court, says, I don't know what she's talking about. I don't remember. The Kavanaugh family just breathes a huge sigh of relief because they think finally the media coverage will have to change. And not only did it not change, they barely even mentioned the fact that Leland Kaiser had said that she didn't remember this event that her friend described. And that just shows how the media can manipulate things by what they cover and what they choose not to cover.
Hey, Bill, if you haven't noticed, the left is unhinged.
You have proposed a 70% tax.
And really what that is that it's the tax interpretation of one answer to the question of how much is, at what level are we really just living in excess? And what kind of society do we want to live in?
Life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. What more could you want? Bill Martinez Live. Turn it up.